Finders keepers. Finders keepers. Finders keepers. Once upon a time, there was a kingdom. This kingdom was ruled by good King Michael. He was called Good King Michael because he was a good king and all the people loved him. His father had been a good king as well, Good King Murray, and he had been much loved as well. Well, within the court of Good King Michael, there was a position which was known as the finder. This position was run by Septimus. Now, Septimus had been friends with Good King Michael since they were kids. They had grown up together in the court because Septimus's father, Sextus, he had been a finder for Good King Michael's father, Murray. So they had known each other for a long time. Now, what's a finder? What does a finder do within the kingdom? Well, a finder is like a tracker. He finds things. If somebody loses something, they call on the finder, and the finder will find them. And if they're looking to go hunting, then the finder can track the animals. So, one day, Good King Michael called Septimus into the court, into his private room. "Hello, Good King Michael," said Septimus. "Hello, dear friend and fine servant, Septimus," replied Good King Michael. "Septimus, we have known each other for a long time." "Yes," said Septimus, "a long time. And over those years you have served me well." "Yes," said Septimus, thinking back to when he first became a finder. He had found Prince Michael, as he was known then. He had found his royal ring. They had been swimming down by the river, and Good King, or Prince Michael, had taken his ring off and couldn't find it. And Septimus had found it. And from that moment on, he had been Prince Michael's finder. And then later on, to this present day, Good King Michael's finder. And over the years, he had found Prince Michael's ring many times. And then over the years, he had also, as Good King Michael had a family, he had found his princes, because they were quite adventurous and would wander off and have to get the finder to go and find them, which he always did. Everything that Septimus looked for, he always found. So, Septimus was sitting there, and Good King Michael had a grave look on his face. "Septimus, I have one last task for you. You have served me well, and one last thing I ask of you. And when you find it, and I know you will have all the riches of this kingdom. For Septimus, I am dying, and it is this last request that I ask of you." Septimus was sad. He loved Good King Michael, and he knew that Good King Michael loved him. And so he said, "Yes, my dear friend, whatever you want to find, I will find for you. I want you to find God for me," said Good King Michael. Septimus looked at him. He realized this would probably be the toughest job he had ever had. I will find God for you. And so off he went. He really didn't know where to start looking. But what he had done in the past, he would often get like a profile of the thing he was looking for or the person. He would go and speak to the friends of the person or the owner of the object and try and get an idea of where it might be, or the decisions it might make in moments when it was lost. So he went to the local wise man in the court and sat with him and said, "I'm looking for God. Can you give me an idea where to start looking?" The man was silent and finally said, "God is everywhere and closer than you think." Well, Septimus, he wasn't too sure, but it didn't seem like an easy task, and he wasn't all that clearer than he had been before, but off he went. He hunted high and low all over the land. Everywhere he looked, he struggled to find God. He finally came to up in the mountains, he found a man who was sitting there. He looked like a wise man, and people had said, "You need to go and speak to this man." And so he sat with him and he said, "I'm looking for God. You know where God is?" "I'm God," said the man. "You're God?" said Septimus. "Yes. But you're not everywhere. You're just here." And the man smiled. Well, Septimus kept looking. He was sitting in a clearing one day, scratching his head, looking around, and a deer came out through the trees and stood in front of him. "Wow," thought Septimus, "this is interesting." The deer spoke to him and said, "What is it you're looking for, Septimus?" "Oh, wow, I'm looking for God." "I'm God," said the deer, and smiled and took off into the woods. Septimus, "Wow," he thought. "How interesting." And still he kept roaming, and he roamed and he roamed, and finally he lay down exhausted. He was about to give up, and all of a sudden there was a voice in his head. This was a voice he'd heard many times before. Quite often when he was looking for something, he would come to a point when a crossroads perhaps, an opportunity to go one way or another, and not sure which one to take, he would sit quietly and the voice would speak to him and tell him which way to go. And here it was now, this voice. And the voice said to him, "Septimus, you are God. You are all that you see. God. You are everywhere, God, and you, and God is in you. You are God." Septimus started to sob. It was a deep knowingness, a deep understanding, a deep love for himself that came out in the tears. He suddenly had a thought that said, "Good King Michael has passed." And more tears came. And suddenly he thought, "I have failed, good King Michael, my king, for I have not been able to give him God. I have not been able to find God for him." And then the voice said, "You have found God. you have found it for yourself. And he suddenly realized, clearly, that it was not God that he was to find for good King Michael. Good King Michael had asked him to find God, and he'd asked him to find it for himself, for Septimus. Like a favor for good King Michael. And more tears came, and he lay down and slept the sleep of a peaceful man, a man at peace.